Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Turkish security sources say its warplanes have carried out a second wave of airstrikes against Kurdish separatist camps over the border in northern Iraq. Four F-16 fighter jets were deployed from the Diyarbakir airbase to hit PKK bases in the same area where the original strikes took place on Friday. The European Union and NATO have urged Turkey not to give up on the stalled peace process with the Kurdish minority. Mark Lowen reports from Istanbul.
The fear is growing here that the bad old days of Turkey's Kurdish conflict might return. The latest incident was near Kurdish-majority Diyarbakir, where a Turkish military convoy was bombed. It comes after Turkey struck PKK positions in Iraq in response to attacks by the group on Turkish policemen. Amid concerns that the ceasefire with the PKK may now have ended, Turkey has convened a meeting of NATO ambassadors in Brussels on Tuesday.
A Turkish policeman has been killed in a third day of clashes with demonstrators in the main city, Istanbul. Mohamed Fatih Tivri was shot in the chest as he tried to make an arrest. The protests followed the death of a female activist during raids by the security forces on Friday. There have been reports of shelling in southern Yemen just after a humanitarian ceasefire was due to have come into force. A five-day truce was called by the government in exile and the Saudi-led coalition. But the Houthis, who control much of the north of the country, said they hadn't been formally notified. Ali McConnell reports.
Airstrikes on Houthi rebel positions in Yemen by the Saudi-led coalition came to a halt at midnight local time. The capital, Sana'a, and central areas of Yemen were said to be quiet. But fighting appears to have broken out almost immediately near the city of Taiz, where there have been fierce clashes in recent days. Witnesses said Houthi rebels shelled residential areas and that ground fighting broke out soon after. There have also been reports of sporadic fire on the northern outskirts of Aden. Two previous ceasefire attempts have failed.
Ali McConnell reporting. The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has acknowledged that his military forces has lost ground in the civil war because of a lack of manpower. In his first televised address in a year, President Assad said that more than 4 years of conflict had forced his troops to give up some territory in order to hold on to areas of more strategic importance. The BBC's Reda Al-Mawi says the size of Syria's conscript army has been dramatically reduced.
The army, the Syrian army, is not controlling the whole of the territory. And this is why he said they need to prioritize certain areas over others, and they're suffering a severe shortage of soldiers. It's a very hard system of conscription, even before the war. And people trying to dodge their way out of the Syrian army was known for decades. But now they're in this very severe shortage, and there's also the phenomenon of desertion.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. Police in Nigeria say a young girl, about 10 years old, carried out a suicide bombing that killed at least 16 people at a crowded market. The early morning attack took place in the northeastern city of Damaturu. 50 people were wounded. President Obama is in Ethiopia on the second leg of his African tour. It's the first visit to the country by a serving US president, and he'll also be the first to address the 54-member African Union at his headquarters in Addis Ababa. Discussions on ways to end the civil war in South Sudan are also scheduled. Mr. Obama flew to Addis from Nairobi, where he told Kenyans there was no limit to what they could achieve. But he added warnings about the dangers of corruption and tribalism. These Kenyans were impressed.
We have what it takes to be who we want to be. And we love him so much.
African people may not see the importance of this now, but they can see it in the future.
For all the Kenyans and all the Africans, it's time to get together. All our problems are the same, and we solve them all from one point.
In the United States, the Democratic National Committee has demanded an apology from the Republican presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee over comments he's made about the recent nuclear deal with Iran. Mr. Huckabee, a former Arkansas state governor, said President Obama was marching Israelis to the door of the oven, a reference to the Nazi death camps. A court in Egypt has halved a year-long jail term given to a female dancer convicted of inciting debauchery after appearing in a controversial online video. Reda Al-Fuli was arrested in May after the clip went viral. The video apparently sought to mock Arab pop videos, in which female singers are featured in revealing costumes, went viral. In it, she dances in a tight, short dress and mimes to a song called Sib Eddie, or Let Go of My Hand. BBC News.